Well, hello guys, hey surprise! This has got to be my last video before 2023, surely. But I'm having a few beers tonight and I'm upgrading my beer. I'm drinking Moretti, 330ml bottles, all chilled of course. And I've had quite a few at the moment, hey. Now the New Year's has already hit some countries already, but not here yet. So I haven't physically made it to 2023 yet. And I may not, you just never know. But having quite a few Moretti's has activated a few of my brain cells. Or killed them. I can't remember. But as us real men know, female brains are different than male brains. Not so much physically as mentally. Now I do believe the male brain is slightly bigger and slightly heavier. But other than that, it looks about the same. But it certainly doesn't work the same, does it, guys? Now, if I remember correctly, scientists said that when you're born, the brains are exactly the same. Other than that, the female brain uses both parts of the hemisphere to speak, and we all know that, don't we, guys? But if that's true, then that means everything that a man is and thinks, and his brain is because of nurture. So if you bring a boy up as a female, just nurture them as a female, they'll have a female brain. They just won't talk as much. No. That doesn't work in my book. But there are other things at play, aren't there? First of all, the man has mostly testosterone running through his body, and I've got testosterone running through mine, and even though I'm a very old man, it's pumping through really well, and I mean, really wanna, oh yeah. And feminine brains have estrogen. Well, at least estrogen in a higher number than a man. And what do we know about testosterone? Well, it can make you angry. When they take it, these steroids and everything else, you can get roid rage, can't you? And of course it can help build muscle. But man needed that thousands of years ago, when he was in a fight. He needed that extra energy, that extra aggression. Man, a lot of times he still needs it today. I mean, you just take a look at a Spanish bull, say for instance. I mean, look how goddamn angry he is. And nobody's fucking pissed him off, and he's still pissed off. He kind of looks at everything like saying, like, who the hell are you looking at? Including cars. But how does it affect the brain? Well, I can see most of the results from testosterone running through the body and estrogen. And I would rather have testosterone running through my body. Because it could be that estrogen just actually fries the brain. But here's a kind of a question. Are the brains hardwired from birth? And is it a combination of all these things, testosterone, estrogen, nurturing, which I think plays just a very small proportion? But there is also one other thing to consider too. Let's assume you're a boy born, and all of a sudden your father dies. A couple of days after you're born. Very sad indeed. But you grow up anyway, and you get to about 19, 20. And then you meet somebody that actually knew your father. So you actually have quite a good talk together. And that person says that you remind him of your father. You have the same sort of traits. You like the same sort of things. You even look like him. So I believe all these things in combination creates a man brain and a feminine brain. Well, and of course you guys out there having a few beers like you have, you're going to tell me what you think, aren't you? I hope so. You know, wouldn't it be nice to be able to sort of get into a spaceship and fly to, say, Vulcan, where Spock came from? Because according to Spock, Vulcan femons are logical. And of course, Spock only has to do it every 7 years. So what about Vulcan femons? Do they only have a period every 7 years? Then here's another thought at the moment, actually. If testosterone's supposed to make people kind of angry like men, and estrogen kind of makes you emotional, then why are all the modern femons so damn angry? Anyway, you guys, I hope you've had a few drinks tonight, and I'm continuing to drink. Boy, I know it's not good for you, but everything's not good for you nowadays. Remember, they said tomatoes were bad for you. Then they turned around and said they were good for you. You just can't tell anymore, can you? And drinking is supposed to kill brain cells. Well, I could do with killing quite a few, so I don't have to think so damn much. I mean, if you take a look at it, does anybody remember the film The Lawnmower Man? No, he had quite an uneventful, nice life before he was made intelligent. That's when all his problems started. And look what happened to him. And I believe this will be my last video of 2022 because things are starting to get a little bit blurry. And I've fallen off my chair. Take it easy, guys.